Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Last year alone. Why? Because you are us. You are me. Every time we hear your stories, we feel like it's us. If you're injured in a car crash, slip and fall, or the victim of medical malpractice, call us because we care. Dial pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com.
Learning how to kayak off the Oregon coast. Oh my God! And almost getting capsized by a 40-ton whale. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts for our attention to detail and signature hot towel finish. So you're not just ready, but super ready.
Stay ready to go all summer long.
Memphis's hometown event is taking on a new identity. The World Golf Championship's FedEx St. Jude Invitational makes its debut at TPC Southwind, July 24th through 28th. Don't miss PGA Tour superstars Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, and more.
Join me, Dustin Johnson, when I return to TPC Southwind. Tickets are on sale at WGCFedEx.com.
At home or far from home, heroes feed their hunger with the extra-large two-topping superhero pizza. 10 massive slices and two toppings of your choice. Delivered in a special Spider-Man Far From Home collectible box. All for the blockbuster price of just $12. It's a deal of epic proportions and is only available at Papa John's. See Spider-Man Far From Home in theaters July 2nd. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Rated PG-13 at participating U.S. stores. Taxes and delivery fee extra.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
What's going on, Memphis? This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parish on 92.9 FM ESPN. If you don't know me, I'm the Memphis Tigers basketball beat writer over at the Daily Memphian. Gary's in New York this week hosting Time to Shine, so I'm holding down the fort. We got another big show for you today. We got Gary right off the top. At 4:25, we're going to talk about football and Last Chance U specifically. At 4:44, we got four notable stories. At 5 o'clock, we're going to talk to Daily Memphian columnist Jeff Calkins. And at 5:25, we've got Orlando Magic executive advisor John Gabriel, the man who brought Penny Hardaway to the Orlando Magic. We got Gary on the line now. Gary, what's going on and how disappointed are you about Tiger?
It's a Friday in New York City, so there's a lot going on. I'm watching a traffic jam of people trying to get out of the city. That's the neat thing about this city in the summer. On the weekends, people like, you know, if they have the means to do so, you know, head out to the Hamptons or whatever. So it's always busier in New York City around this time on a Friday in the warm weather. As for Tiger Woods, very disappointed, obviously. And I know that this is still going to be the, you know, best golf tournament we've ever had at TPC Southwind. And I know 47 of the top 50 players are going to be here next week, and I think the previous high was 16 of the top 50, so it's an incredible improvement. But once you are operating under the assumption that Tiger Woods is probably going to come and play Memphis for the first time, when you find out that he's not, it's deflating. Now, we'll look up next Thursday and maybe even sooner, and the best golfers in the world, except for Tiger, are largely going to be here, and it's going to be an amazing event that brings incredible attention to our city, to St. Jude, and everything else connected to it. But Tiger Woods not being there is absolutely, it's disappointing. Maybe it stings a little less because he's not just skip Memphis as much as it seems like his body needs him to skip Memphis, so it doesn't feel disrespectful or anything like that. It's easy to understand why he's not going to be here, but certainly it's a blow. It changes the number of people who are going to be out there from a fan perspective. It changes what the television ratings will be, which means it changes the number of people who are going to be focused on that event. It'll still be great, but it won't be what it could have been.
Does it make it – are you more optimistic or less optimistic that he will come in the future now that he's not coming this year? Or does that not change your outlook at all?
Well, I think maybe you could be a little – listen, I do think that if healthy, he's going to play in Memphis someday. But he – you know, he's always talked about his future, or at least often talked about his future in recent years in a pretty positive way. Like, I feel good. I'm hitting the ball the way I want to hit the ball. You know, I didn't know if I'd ever get back to this point, but I am back to this point now. And the past couple of days, he didn't sound like that guy at all. Now, maybe he's just frustrated, or maybe reality is setting in. But he, you know, he made it clear, like, I'm 43 years old. There's a lot of procedures done on my body. I have knee issues. I have back issues. And I can't play golf as often as I used to play it or as often as I like. And so I think the biggest question mark is just, you know, at the age of 44, how will he feel? At the age of 45, how will he feel? You know, I suppose it's possible that every year he could just feel not up to playing in the, you know, in the event at TPC Southland. And so that's discouraging, but I don't think he's skipping it this year for any other reason. Certainly it's my impression, at least any other reason than his body will not allow him to compete at the level he wants to compete. He needs to take a break. And so he'll take that break. But if I were a betting man, I would bet he plays in Memphis someday. Especially if his body will allow him to do so.
Okay, so the other big story today, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution published a story about former Memphis coach and current Georgia Tech coach Josh Pastner, which basically says that he wasn't completely honest, or he dramatically mischaracterized his relationship with former friend Ron Bell in talks with the NCAA. Did you get a chance to see that?
Yeah, I read it earlier today, and it's interesting because the gist of the story is exactly as you framed it. You know, Josh Pastner, you know, did have to speak at length with NCAA investigators about the Ron Bell situation, because I know it's taken a bunch of wild turns subsequently, but you know, subsequent to the initial report that I published at CBS Sports, but the initial report wasn't about sexual assault allegations or anything like that. It was about documented, undeniable NCAA violations. The only thing in question was whether Josh Pastner was aware that these things were going on. Ron Bell said he was. Josh denied that he was. But there was a lot of circumstantial evidence that I was able to publish that suggested if Josh didn't know, it was because he went out of his way not to know. So the NCAA wanted to talk to him, and he denied everything to them, but, you know, also wildly mischaracterized, downplayed the relationship that he had with Ron Bell. He, you know, described Ron as, you know, just another fan, like a almost like a Make-A-Wish Foundation subject that was placed next to him, and he was trying to help a person who was going through hard times, you know, ease his mind just a bit. And I do fundamentally believe that some of that was at the root of this, Ron's circumstances, or at least the circumstances that he told Josh he was dealing with, I think, you know, it helped, like, contributed to the relationship to some degree. But I've seen the phone records. I've seen the text messages. I think it's probably reasonable to say Josh Pastner, for an extended period of time, was texting and talking with Ron Bell more than I text and talk with literally anybody on the planet, my wife included. And so this was not, you know, Ron Bell was just like any other fan, which I believe is roughly the quote that Josh delivered to NCAA investigators. He was not just like any other fan. He was on team buses. He was at team hotels. He was at shooter rounds. He had direct access to the coaching staff, most notably Josh Pastner, and the players. And so what makes this interesting is that, you know, obviously when people think of NCAA violations, they think of paying players and big things like that. But a very significant one is if you are not honest with the NCAA when the NCAA sits down with you, if you perjure yourself, so to speak. You know, everybody understands Bruce Pearl got fired at Tennessee once upon a time and that it was connected to a cookout he had at his home that featured recruits that weren't allowed to be there, Aaron Kraft being the most famous of the bunch. But that's not why Bruce Pearl got fired. If Bruce Pearl would have just told the NCAA, yes, we had a cookout at my home, yes, Aaron Kraft came by, yes, he was there for 30 minutes, I realized that he wasn't supposed to be there, but it was sort of awkward because I didn't want to kick him out of my house. So we tried to play it cool, and then I eventually explained the situation to his parents and told them that I'd love for them to be here, but we are right now in violation of NCAA rules. So then Aaron Kraft and his parents left. If Bruce Pearl would have just admitted to that in that way, it would have been a secondary violation. They'd have maybe lost a recruiting visit or a day on the road. It would not have been a big deal. But Bruce instead lied. You know, he said that Aaron Kraft wasn't at his house. You know, he lied to the NCAA. And that is ultimately what got Bruce Pearl fired. So I say all that to say it'll be interesting to see what happens to Josh here. Because if the NCAA determines that the evidence, meaning phone records, text messages, videos, photos that have been turned over to them by either Ron Bell or Ron Bell's representation, if the evidence doesn't line up with the words. In other words, Josh Pastner is saying Ron Bell is just like any other Georgia Tech fan, but in reality there's evidence that Ron and his girlfriend went and stayed at Josh's home in Memphis, in Atlanta, that Josh's wife and son went and stayed with Ron Bell in Arizona. Like, think about this. How many people have you traveled several states one way or another to spend a weekend with or a week with? Like, the list is probably pretty short. And yet that was the type of relationship Ron Bell and his girlfriend had with Josh Pastner and his family. And so if the NCAA or even if Georgia Tech determines that Josh wasn't completely honest, forthcoming about the nature of their relationship, if they wanted to make a coaching change, it could be the type of thing that violates some clause in a contract. And so, you know, it's just obviously not a good thing for Josh. And I'll repeat what I've said many, many times on the subject of Ron Bell. Because, you know, everybody lumps everything about Ron Bell into one basket, when in truth, this saga had many, you know, many different steps. If you go back and still read the story I wrote about Ron Bell, it was about NCAA violations. It wasn't about sexual assault allegations. I never got into that at all because I didn't feel comfortable with it. In fact, there was no evidence to support it, and frankly, I didn't believe it. And when I say sexual assault allegations, what I'm referencing is that subsequent to my initial report, Ron Bell alleged that Josh Pastner sexually assaulted his girlfriend. I spent many hours on the phone with Ron and with his girlfriend before my first story, and that stuff never came up. It only came up after the initial story didn't do what Ron Bell hoped the initial story would do, which is cost Josh Pastner his job. So I never got into the sexual assault stuff. That all came afterward. But, you know, my story is a well-sourced, well-documented, well-cited report that proved without debate that NCAA violations happened at Georgia Tech and that a very close friend of Josh Pastner's was responsible for those NCAA violations. Whether Josh knew or not, that was a problem for Georgia Tech, and it's why two players were suspended for the start of whatever season that was. The only thing I've never defended Ron Bell, because his actions in some cases subsequent to my initial report are reprehensible. He does seem to be battling some demons, and I say that as respectfully as I can. that have overwhelmed his life in a variety of ways. You can Google everything that's gone on with him over the past several years, and you'll get a pretty good return on exactly what's been going on with him. But you know, you can call Ron Bell crazy. You can say he made up certain things, but to try to pretend that Josh Patton and Ron Bell weren't close, abnormally close, weirdly close, is just nonsense. There's too much evidence to the contrary. And so if Josh wasn't, upfront with his bosses or NCAA officials about the depths of that relationship, when he was asked about the depths of the relationship, and that is what the Atlanta Journal-Constitution story suggests, that he was not forthcoming and wasn't honest about the depths of the relationship, then that could be problems for Josh from a job perspective. I don't know where it'll go, but certainly today's not a good day for Josh Pastner.
Right. I do think it's a fair question to ask, though. At what point can Josh Pastner no longer be your basketball coach? At what point is it not worth it? If he did lie to the NCAA, do you think that's a fair question to ask?
I think if Josh ends up not being the head coach at Georgia Tech, it'll have more to do with the fact that things aren't going well on the court at Georgia Tech. And if you look around college athletics right now, you've got a guy at Arizona whose lead assistant, somebody who'd been on his staff for more than a decade, is on an FBI recorded video saying that that he paid for players. You know, you've got Book Richardson in Arizona saying Sean Miller paid for at least DeAndre Ayton and Raleigh Hawkins. But Sean Miller's still employed at Arizona. Why? Because he's got a top five recruiting class on the way, a preseason top 20 team. At LSU, you've got a guy who was caught on a wiretap discussing a quote, strong-ass offer that he made for Javonte Smart and just comparing it to other illegal deals that he had done in the past, saying that, you know, this deal shouldn't be as complicated. I've done deals for similar players, and they were never this complicated. Like, it's all on a wiretap. He's still coaching. Why? Because he's got a, you know, borderline preseason top 25 team, on campus, and he just won an outright SEC regular season title. So, to me, that sends a pretty clear message. If you are successful, we will not fire you unless we actually have no choice whatsoever. But if you're unsuccessful, they'll look for any way they can to get you. And if there is something that this report from the AJC does that puts Josh in violation of even a single serious clause in his contract and Georgia Tech can pull the trigger and move on, then they might be willing to do that. Not simply to get rid of a coach who wasn't honest with them about the relationship between he and a friend, but to get rid of a coach who, yes, all of what I just said, but who also hasn't been winning many games lately.
So I guess the follow-up question would be, in terms of what we already knew about this situation and what was reported today, I mean, you have a better grip on it than anybody. What's new? What's new that's going to change after this report?
Well, you know, it's interesting you put it that way, because when I read the story, this was all stuff I had just sort of concluded a long time ago. Like, I didn't know exactly what Josh had told the NCAA, but I knew that Josh had publicly tried to downplay the relationship he had with Ron Bell. And I always thought that was foolish. Maybe not foolish, but I just didn't think it was an accurate portrayal of the relationship with Ron Bell. Like, you can say whatever you want to say about Ron Bell. You can say that he's a liar when it comes to sexual assault allegations. But what you cannot say is that he didn't have documentation for the NCAA violations that he committed. And what you cannot say is that he wasn't super tight with Josh Pastner for an extended period of time. And so I knew Josh tried to downplay it publicly. But I thought that's just what he's trying to do publicly. What would be new here is that the Atlanta Journal-Constitution has either the audio or the transcript of Josh's interview with NCAA officials. And so you can lie to or mischaracterize the depths of a relationship when you're talking you know, at a press conference or with a newspaper reporter, because, you know, like, who cares? People lie in press conferences all the time. But when you're talking to NCAA investigators, you have to be honest with them, or else they can, you know, complicate your life. And so what the AJC story strongly implies, if not outright says, is that Josh Pastner was not honest with NCAA investigators when asked about the depths of his relationship with Ron Bell. He might be being honest when he said, I didn't know anything about violations Ron Bell was committing, because I looked through everything, and again, there's a lot of circumstantial evidence that makes that, at least in my eyes, unlikely. But I could not, and I remember saying this at the time, there was not a smoking gun text message of, like, Josh Pastner saying, hey, thanks, Ron, for taking care of those two players when they were down in Arizona with you. There was nothing like that. But there was a whole bunch of stuff that made it look like, you know, that if Josh wasn't aware, he went real out of his way to not be aware. You know, he might have been honest with the NCAA about that. But if he told the NCAA that Ron Bell was just a guy and he was like any other fan, well, that's just not true. And if you're not truthful with the NCAA, again, that's what got Bruce Pearl in trouble. It may, perhaps, I'm not guessing it will or predicting it will, and I'm not hoping it will, but that perhaps could turn problematic for Josh.
All right, Gary, appreciate you joining us.
All right, buddy, and hey, thanks for being there all week. The reviews have been great. I'll be honest, I haven't had a chance to listen much because I'm doing TV at the exact same time you're doing radio, but the people I've heard from have been real enthusiastic, so you seem to be knocking it out of the park. Thank you for doing it.
Yeah, appreciate you letting me take it over. It's been a ton of fun. For the first time, I think it's gone pretty well. So
awesome, yeah. Awesome. So congrats on that, and I will be back on Monday.
Will do. When we come back, we got our first taste of football this week. This is Drew Hill filling in for the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
So there's a man named Bill, lived out in Kyrville, had a home, he wanted to sell it, so he did what I've been telling you to do for years now. He got in touch with Josh Hysaw, and Josh Hysaw went to work, got 8 showings on day one. Bill's home out in Kyrville, it sold for the full asking price. Now, how does Josh Hysaw do this? He does it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. The first step is Josh helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. Then you guys agree on a price, then Josh goes to work. And if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick. Totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh does not obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him. No questions asked, even if your opinion makes no sense. There are flexible fees, no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I would call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw, 461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
That's all you do.
When O.B. Buchanan returns to the Fitz Casino and Hotel on August 9th and 10th, he will have you moving and grooving, bumping and thumping, sighing and testifying. Tickets start at $20. Get them at the Fitz or through Ticketmaster. But after an evening of listening to O.B., you may just want to spend the night. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So book the O.B. Buchanan Hotel Package, a deluxe room and two reserve tickets for just $169. Call 1-662-363-LUCK and mention room code CPOB09. He's a country boy full of Southern soul. O.B. Buchanan. Two shows Friday and Saturday, August 9th and 10th at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here. Room code required to qualify for package discount. Subject to availability. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
If you want wings in Memphis, they're not hard to find. There are dozens of places all over town. The Wing Guru is but one. And yes, the Wing Guru is a little more expensive than most other wing joints. And yes, the Wing Guru might take a little longer to get your wings to your table than most other wing joints. But guess what? It's worth it. The fresh ingredients, the premium oils, and the cook-to-order approach make it all worth it. This is Gary Parrish asking a simple question. Do you want okay wings or great wings? Do you have the patience necessary to get the perfection you desire? If so, pop into one of the Wing Guru's two locations and experience it for yourself. One is at 5699 Mount Moriah. The other is at 7199 Stage Road. And if you can't make it to either location for whatever reason, just have the Wing Guru delivered by ordering via DoorDash at wingguru.com. That's the wingguru.com. Do yourself a favor and go see what everybody in the city is talking about. A locally owned wing franchise launched by University of Memphis basketball legend Billy Richmond. If you take pride in supporting local, support the Wing Guru. That's the Wing Guru online, thewingguru.com. Again, thewingguru.com.
Find more ways to save at Kroger, like two extra fuel points for every dollar you spend on Simple Truth and Private Selection. Just download your digital coupon on the app or at Kroger.com. Restrictions apply. More ways to save. It's easy at Kroger.
Ready for a change? Join the club. At LA Fitness, we believe showing up is all the initiation you need. Come in and try it out for 5 days on us. Find your nearest location and get a guest pass for you and a friend at LAFitnessMemphis.com.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
I have goals. I work hard and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. And since my scooter gets 89 miles per gallon, I'm not worried about gas prices. Just a little bit goes a long way. My scooter is reliable, affordable, and fun. No more waiting for a bus or a ride to pick me up. With my scooter from My City Rides, I go where I want, when I want, on a ride I own. My City Rides has everything I need to get started. They taught me how to ride, gave me a helmet, gloves, and a riding jacket, and they even take care of preventive maintenance for me. The best part is that when my lease is paid off, I get to own my ride and all the gear outright. My City Rides helps hardworking Memphians of all shapes and sizes own their independence. For just $90 a month, lease to own a brand new motor scooter. Learn more by going to mycityrides.org. That's mycityrides.org.
College can be hard, but every college dilemma can be met with a drawer of solutions. Library turns heat off after midnight? Meet the sweater drawer. Dining hall doesn't allow takeout? Meet the sweater drawer. Convincing yourself hacky sack is cool? Meet, okay, sweaters can't solve everything. But with a mom dresser, you'll have enough space for any new hobby. Like didgeridoo, sheet music.
Get 20% off all mom chest of drawers. Offer valid for IKEA family members in U.S. stores only from July 17th through 28th. While supplies last. Visit your IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com for details. IKEA, make the dream yours.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish today on 92.9 FM ESPN. Big thanks to Gary for joining us in the first segment. Bennett, I had an itch that started on Tuesday.
All right.
Because as soon as basketball ends, and like once Summer League finally wrapped up with the Grizzlies, my mind just focuses on what the next thing is. And I am a baseball fan. I like baseball.
Yeah, me too.
But
doesn't move the meter.
Only baseball doesn't do it for me. And I started to get this itch, and I went back and I was watching the old football games. On ESPNU, they run the 25 best college football games from last year, and I just needed something because I'm also a huge NFL fan.
Me too.
When I was a kid,
what
I would
like
always,
in the NFL.
I'm a Bears guy. My
Bears
dad's
fan.
From Chicago, so I ended
gotcha.
Up I ended up a Bears fan like Jason. But I knew that I needed to scratch this itch. I needed some way other than watching the top 25 games. And usually what does it for me is Hard Knocks when it comes on HBO.
Which is, I think, like 2 weeks away, right?
I know, and that should be awesome. And it's going to be great with the Raiders.
Yeah.
I said yesterday with Jeffrey, like, not having Baker Mayfield in the Browns is a little disappointing because it was awesome last year.
Yeah, it would have been better to do them this year as opposed to last year, right?
Yes, but one of my friends finally pointed out that I had my way to scratch the itch this week, and that was Last Chance U on Netflix. Have you seen Last Chance U?
Yeah, every season.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's incredible. So I guess to do the quick recap, if you don't watch Last Chance U, there's something wrong with you. I'll go ahead and say that. But it's on Netflix. It's a show where they follow around a community college football team for a season. A lot of times the coach is a character. Well, it has been for the last few seasons.
Yep.
And basically it's these kids' last chance to make it to Division I and go to a big-time college.
Yeah, the first two seasons it was in East Mississippi Community College, which, of course, who all was there? Like, Chad Kelly was there. There was, what's his name?
Ronald Ollie,
who's, I think, got an NFL contract, I'm pretty sure, just recently.
Yeah, yeah.
You had the guy, was it not Jonathan Marsh? The guy who went to Auburn and ended up playing quarterback a few times for them under Malzahn.
Oh, James Franklin.
Yeah, yeah. And so you've had, like, guys on the show. So the East Mississippi thing was there. It was there the first two seasons, and that was just because it was such an anomaly, like this community college in East Mississippi where they're winning national championships every year. Oh, and you've got these big-time guys that should be playing, you know, starting for Division I schools, but for whatever reason they had to go to this school, get their grades right, they got in trouble, something like that. So that's what made it appealing.
And the coach was how do I say it in a term appropriate for radio? The coach was not a nice guy. He was very vulgar,
right,
at East Mississippi, and nothing's changed since they moved it. So they did the first two seasons at East Mississippi.
Yeah,
then they
moved it to
Independence Community College, which is in Kansas.
Yeah.
And Jason Brown is the name of the coach at Independence, and he calls himself a hustler over and over and over again. He's a West Coast guy, and he had a team full of kids who loved to argue with him last year,
right,
which made it so much fun to watch because, you know, you saw this is last year's season, but you saw Malik Henry melt down and the coach and the quarterback going at it, and that was a ton of fun. And so this season I was so excited because about 2 months ago the news broke that Jason Brown was resigning because he had said, he had made essentially racially insensitive comments at a German player insinuating that he is Hitler or something, and ended up having to resign. And so you kind of knew what was coming.
Like, yeah, he said, "I'm your new Hitler." That's what he texted him.
Which is
to a German player.
I mean, you just,
it's about as bad as it gets.
Dude, you just can't do that. And I'm trying to pull up his resignation letter now, but it is so ridiculous. Like, in the resignation letter, he blames absolutely everyone but himself, and he just goes down his list of all the accomplishments he had when he was there. And the team does, like, well, again, I've only watched the first episode and a half of the new season, not gonna ruin it, but last year they were pretty successful. And like the whole point of this is following because they are successful. Okay, I've got the resignation pulled up now. So basically he goes down this list of accomplishments when it comes to GPA, highest graduation rate, first in the Jayhawk conference, you know, first team that's ever done that in school history. And then he gets to the end and he writes out a whole bunch. I'm not going to read the entire thing. But then he just goes on and blames the newspaper. He goes, "Given what has most recently been allowed to transpire, it is clear that it will be nearly impossible for me to stay here. More plainly, the Montgomery County Chronicle has greatly diminished my ability to successfully do my job and has set this football program back significantly. And the cumulative effect of all these detrimental factors, I believe, clearly constitutes a constructive discharge of my employment." First of all, He doesn't talk like that at all.
No, I know. That's the weird thing. It's like he didn't write it.
There's no way. If somebody told me he wrote that, I would not believe him. But then he goes on to say and basically says he's been working really hard. He set all these school records. And then he says, I urge all the naysayers on campus and in town to really look at yourself in the mirror and do a self-evaluation of yourself before harshly judging others. Dude, you literally said you were the new Hitler to a German player.
Right.
What are you doing,
yes,
dude?
So the thing is, it's obviously, like, he deserves to be. I mean, I know he didn't get fired. He stepped down. But, like, he shouldn't be at that school anymore, like, after all that and all the controversy surrounding it. But if you're someone who's, like, a fan of that team and Independence, is it Independence, Kansas, or is it Independence Community College? I'm pretty sure the town's called Independence
as
well.
Yeah, I think it's Independence.
Okay.
Yeah.
How bummed would you be if you're, like, a fan? Because you've got Netflix in town filming. Like, you're literally thousands and thousands of people around the country are watching you once a year, and now it's just like you go back to being that small town Independence, Kansas that, like, no one cares about at all.
Oh, because you're just insinuating that they're not going to come back next year because Jason Brown isn't there? Or
yeah, no,
mean?
There's no way they come back. I don't think there's any way they come back because I think – and it's pretty ironic, actually, because Netflix left East Mississippi Community College. It was Buddy Stevens who was the coach who's the coach there now. And they left after season two because the team, they didn't win a national championship. I don't even think they got to play for the national championship in season two. I think they had to forfeit a game or something like that. But I think that Netflix decided, well, if they're not going to be this undefeated team and just killing everybody, we're going to move on to a different school. And then, ironically, I'm pretty sure East Mississippi has won a national championship since then, since they moved to Independence, Kansas. So I think that the criteria that they're setting up for this is, like, we're going to go to a different school every couple years so it doesn't become just this big deal where everyone knows about it. Because once all the people that are on camera know about it and people are coming to the games because they know Netflix is there and everything, doesn't it lose a little bit of the luster?
No, it does. And what's funny is I went to a game.
Oh, you did? In scuba?
I went to a game in scuba because when I was in Tuscaloosa, I was not that far away. I don't remember really who they were playing. It was a game in September. I know they won. The only thing I really remember and the only thing I took away, because it was exactly what you would expect, like, other than the fact that there were cameras there for Netflix or whatever, they had the Lion guy. Do you remember the Lion guy from the first couple seasons?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He's a fan that just literally his entire job on this documentary was to look into the camera and just growl like
a
lion.
Yeah, had the long Jerry curls. Yeah, I remember him well. Yeah.
And he would, people were just lined up to, like, try and get him a video of him doing that.
Yeah,
and that
it loses a little bit of the luster, right, when everyone knows about it and it becomes super famous. It's got to be like that small-town feel to it for it to really, really resonate, I think.
I guess. But the whole thing about it being an Independence and just about the show in general is that small-town appeal, because when they talk to the people in the town – we talked about, wouldn't you feel really bad if once Jason Brown leaves and they don't have that Netflix pull anymore? I guess. But when they interview these people in town, they talk about it like it's their life. Like that junior college football is their life.
True.
So whether Netflix is there or not, I get the sense that they would probably care. I think some of the best stuff that they had in the first couple seasons, and I don't remember if they had this in the Independence season or not, was just the guys that were in the grocery store or wherever they were, the little breakfast place,
right,
talking about the team.
Like the old people drinking their coffee, talking about
the team. What's crazy is, all right, so every time I cover a Memphis press conference, basketball press conference, I go to Panera afterwards, which is really close to campus, really close where it is.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I go there, there's a group of probably four or five guys that are in their 80s or 90s, and they talk super loudly because they can't hear each other very well. And every time they're just debating football, and it just reminds me exactly of this. But it's just so funny how the scale changes from town to town. But regardless, you're going to get the same thing every single place you go. And to see this town go crazy over Independence football, I get, do you think it's the same feel as high school? Like, I think high school football in the grand scheme of things is a bigger deal than junior college football.
Oh yeah. I mean, I think there's just like more, I don't think anyone that's going to school there really has like a loyalty to it. They're kids that typically are going there are going there to like get in and get out, maybe go to another school or just get a degree a little bit quicker. Like, I don't think that they're going there because they love the school. Like, when you're in high school, there's a little bit of loyalty to your high school. You know, you go out and rep, you know, you go out and show out like for the games, there's homecoming, all that kind of stuff. I think it's a little bit different with community college probably.
And at the same time, it's like, you're loyal to your community college, I feel like, in those towns because it's all they have. Where in high school, like, if you grew up in Memphis and you went to Whitehaven and you're loyal to Whitehaven football because you went there, that's one thing. But if Whitehaven was the only football in town, everybody in town would love Whitehaven. Was there anything you were hoping to see? Because, again, not spoiling it, not going to spoil it, but I started the first episode. There are a few familiar faces back this season who I'm excited about. Is there anything you were hoping to see?
Well, Devin Walker, who runs social for the Grizzlies and Grind City Media, he just sent me a clip. He's a big fan of this show as well. He just sent me a clip from this season, and I can't wait to watch it because I don't want to give anything away, and I haven't seen any of it yet. But let's just say I think things go off the rails pretty quick. Once it starts this season, I'm telling you, and the seasons are short. I think they're only like 7 or 8 episodes, and there's only 3 seasons before this one. So, like, if you're a football fan, you have to watch Last Chance U on Netflix. It's seriously like,
it's the appetizer for Hard Knocks.
It is, and it just, there's no football going on right now, so it's kind of, it feeds that appetite, like you said.
I'm just interested again because we've known this for months that Jason Brown has resigned. I just want to know if it's actually in there, like his reaction to all that. I don't know. I'll tell you what, though, when I get home from the radio station, there is a good chance I will have watched the entire thing by tomorrow morning, and I'll be sleeping in tomorrow because I stayed up until 4 a.m. watching Last Chance U. There's a good chance. All right. When we come back, we'll do 4 notable stories at 4:44. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face, and there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
In general, I'm a win-win guy. When I have to spend hours searching for the right part, it's lose-lose. It's time lost for me and lost time for my crew. That's why I order from Grainger. With product experts that have the answers to my toughest questions, an easy-to-use website to help me find the right product quickly, I can rely on Grainger to make getting supplies for my business as simple and seamless as possible. When it comes to getting things done, it's a win-win when Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Sleepy's Eats Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zellner is not your traditional mattress and furniture store. The prices are always 50% to 80% off retail stores every day of the week. So you don't have to wait for some gigantic sale. The gigantic sale's there whenever you need it. They're located 2790 Kirby Whitten. That's in Bartlett at the corner of Summer Avenue next door to Hollywood Feed. And if you want to reach Mike directly, you can. 901-692-6200. That's 692-6200. A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau. And when readers of the Commercial Appeal, each of the past 3 years, were asked to vote for best mattress store in the Memphis area. Sleepy Z's won all 3 times, and they've been nominated again. Remember, they sell more than just mattresses. Also furniture, name brand, living room sets, dining room sets, rugs. Anything that you need to furnish your home, you can probably find it at Sleepy Z's, so that's where you need to look. And when you check it out, make sure to tell them you heard about them on the Gary Parrish Show. You'll get an additional 10% off. That's at Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner on the web, sleepyzzz.com.
I used to do a radio show with George Lapidus, and I'll always remember those wonderful commercials George did for O'Call. He loved O'Call. He loved the people. He loved the clothing. He loved that O'Call had been a part of Memphis for, okay, even longer than George had been. But you know what George really loved? O'Call's semi-annual sale. The semi-annual sale at O'Call was like a holiday for George. He'd wait for it twice a year. So I'm thrilled to be able to tell you that it is that time again. O'Call's semi-annual sale is underway. I stopped by just the other day and picked up four dress shirts, a pair of dress slacks, some lightweight shorts, and three shirts from Peter Millar. It's not an overstatement to say that O'Call has transformed the way I think about clothes. The right clothes with the right fit not only make you look better, they make you feel better about yourself. So get yourself to O'Call. The sooner do you do it, the better the selection. You don't have to be George Lapidus to know O'Call's semi-annual sale doesn't last forever. Take advantage of it while you can.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish, and you probably know my wife and I had a baby at Regional One Health nearly 2 years ago. We were in a dicey situation, but everything went smoothly, and I can't recommend them enough. But as I told you before, you don't have to experience an emergency to get great care from Regional One Health. And right now, I'm here with Drew Tucker. He's one of Regional One Health's physical therapists at their Center for Rehabilitative Medicine on the East Campus. He's somebody who can keep you going the way you're supposed to go.
That's right. We develop plans that can optimize your performance and help you quickly recover.
Now, tell me about this DorsaVie technology.
DorsaVie uses revolutionary wireless wearable sensors to measure exactly how you move. These are the same sensors that are used with professional athletes to measure range of motion, acceleration, and muscle activity. It provides our team with objective data to assess your technique and help prevent these injuries from reoccurring.
That's incredible that you can see your therapy working, and you can use that on me if I visit the East Campus, right?
Yes, and patients with commercial insurance don't even need to see a doctor first for a referral.
The East Campus is at 6555 Quince Road, right at the Kirby exit of 385, and you can schedule an appointment online, regionalonehealth.org, or call 901-515-5900.
Yuengling Golden Pilsner, a beer so crisp, refreshing, and smooth. When you crack one open, it makes any occasion golden. A night out with the ladies.
I might call it a night. A night to remember.
Game day with your buddies.
Beer man, Pilsner here. And here, 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 and here.
Happy hours come to life.
Could I get a Yuengling Golden Pilsner?
You know what? Make it a bucket.
Yes, with Yuengling Golden Pilsner, card games get wilder.
I should probably fold. But I'd rather go all in.
Even backyard bonfires feel more alive.
Hey guys, I brought my guitar.
And my drums.
So no matter where the day takes you, crack open a smooth, refreshing, six generations in the making Yuengling Golden Pilsner and make your day golden. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly.
Social Security case, dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Hey, this is John Martin. I'm back to tell you about my favorite spot in Memphis, the Blue Monkey. In case you've forgotten, and you shouldn't forget, they have great burgers, some of the best in Memphis, especially the barbecue bacon burger with black Angus meat topped with melted cheddar cheese, crisp bacon, and tangy barbecue sauce. And also, don't forget steak night every Tuesday at the downtown location and Thursday at the Midtown location. They offer a 7 or 10 ounce filet or 12 ounce and 16 ounce prime rib that is slow roasted and just plain awesome. On steak night, they also feature a choice of salad and a side. They got house made ranch dressing and the twice baked potato. I recommend both. They got two locations, 513 South Front Street downtown and 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. And find them on the web at bluemonkeymemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown on Friday night. The latest on Saturday, Turnstiles.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
All right, we're back. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. Let's do four notable stories at 4:44.
Four stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
Irishman Shane Lowry leads the British Open at 8 under through two rounds. And I don't really care because I am disappointed that Tiger Woods is not coming to Memphis. Yeah, yeah. And that was my reasoning for following the British Open. I'll be back on Sunday, though. I'll be watching it on Sunday.
Yeah, I saw that Rory got eliminated today. And he's he even talked to the media and said he's excited about Memphis next week. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, Rory
that was cool.
Yeah, Rory's going to be here. I think that this weekend, I want it to be like a big name that wins this weekend. So that way I can root for that person next weekend in Memphis, right?
To go back to back? No, I can see that. J.B. Holmes is in the mix. He was I went to the 2008 Ryder Cup, and the U.S. won, and they usually don't win, but they won. And yep. J.B. Holmes was like the hero. So I kind of like J.B. Holmes. Yep. I'd be down for him.
Story number two.
Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill will rejoin his team at training camp after the NFL determined that he will not be disciplined under the league's personal conduct policy following an investigation into allegations of child abuse. Not much positive to say about that situation. I'm surprised that it ended up that they concluded that. Were you surprised?
Kind of. Just because it's like all over the place with the inconsistencies with the NFL's punishment, because in some instances it's like they just make up their mind regardless of what kind of information they have. And so you would think that in this situation, because it was such, the allegations were so, I mean, there's audio of him saying, "You better be scared of me," to his girlfriend. So you have some clear cut evidence right there. She said that he's a good dad and whatever. So,
look, I dislike.
Yeah,
I dislike.
It's a tough thing to figure out. Honestly,
right. I dislike the Patriots as much as the next guy. As an NFL fan, but Tom Brady got suspended 4 games for deflating footballs, and then you have guys who got suspended a lot less than that for doing things that are on video or have an audio recording in this case. And like, look, you're innocent until you're proven guilty. And he did, like, he is saying that on tape, but there's no proof that he actually did anything to his son.
Yeah.
So you gotta live with it.
Sure.
Story number three.
The SEC preseason media poll came out. Bennett, do you have a guess at who is at the top?
I'm going to take a long shot and say the University of Alabama.
Yes, that would be correct.
Right.
That would probably be the easiest prediction you've ever made on the radio.
Yeah, I would think so.
So what I found interesting about it, Alabama was picked to win the West. Georgia was picked to win the East. No surprises there. Behind Georgia in the East, Florida, Missouri, South Carolina, then Tennessee, Kentucky, Vanderbilt. It all looks all right to me. And then you go to the actual prediction of the SEC champion, where it gives you the people or the count on votes. And you have Alabama at the top with 203 points, Georgia second with 49 points,
no surprise.
LSU third with 3, which is a huge drop-off, which is a little bit surprising to me, but it is what it is.
I'm surprised at that, too.
Then you have 5 teams, and I want all
of
these
people... got voted to win it? Yeah.
Yes, and I want everyone who made these votes to come out and declare that they made these votes, because either they are going to look really dumb if these teams are terrible, or they're going to look awesome. So you might as well just admit that you voted for these teams. Mississippi State got picked to win by somebody. Tennessee...
That makes no sense.
Got picked
that
to win
makes
the SEC
no sense.
By somebody. Florida got picked to win. I can see that.
Yeah, that one.
South Carolina. I mean,
no.
Come on. South Carolina every single year loses to Kentucky or Vanderbilt.
Yeah, that was going to say, like, there's no way. The Florida one's not that, I don't think, is that shocking.
No, and the last one is Auburn, and I don't think that one's totally shocking either, but South Carolina. Really?
Like, there's no chance.
They come in. It feels like every single year, South Carolina is picked to finish second or third in the East.
They come in with expectations.
Every single year, they finish sixth.
Yeah.
Like, that's just where they are at this point.
Yeah.
Story number four.
Do you remember in the AFC Championship game between the Patriots and the Chiefs, Tom Brady was playing a game with a laser pointer on him, and it was on TV. He had like a green laser pointer marking on him for most of the game. It was made a big deal at the time. People were like, "Oh, that's super illegal. You can't do that." And Tom Brady said that he didn't even notice the laser. Well, the man who had it was finally cited. He pled guilty to, what did he plead guilty to? Disturbing the peace on Wednesday, and he was fined $500 for the laser pointer. But that's not the story. Okay. That's not what I care about. The best part was he pled guilty, and then afterwards in the interview he said, "I'm still not going to apologize to Tom Brady or the Patriots," though.
That's good. Was he a Chiefs fan? I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, he had to have been. And I think it's just the classic fan answer to be like, "Okay, yeah, I screwed up, but guess what? I don't care."
Yeah, because, that's pretty good.
Yeah, you can have my stinking $500. It was worth it because I don't like Tom Brady.
Patriots. He probably paid $500 for the ticket, so he's got the money, you know? That's not that big of a fine if you think about it in the grand scheme of things.
I wonder how much the laser pointer costs for him to shine it that far onto the field to get it onto Tom Brady. You take some good aim.
I'm surprised he was able to get it into the game. Although I'm sure you've seen the famous video of the guy that's like that's patting people down, the old guy in front of
the meme.
It was probably that guy that pat him down to let him in.
I feel like you could get a laser. I mean, I guess it would depend on if there's like
if you have to go through a metal detector.
Well, you guys, they make those that can put them on your keychain too, right? I'm pretty sure you can.
Yeah.
So like, what if the guy just had his keys in his pocket, put it in the thing, walked through the metal detector?
Yeah, that's true.
Just got up there and started shining the laser. Also, those things can like burn stuff.
Burn your retina.
Yeah, if they're strong enough. Yeah. So, I mean, what if he would have shined it in Tom Brady's face and he was out for the Super Bowl or something?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be willing to bet the fine would be higher than $500.
Were the case, yeah. I wonder if he's been banned. I didn't see in the story that he's been banned, but I thought it was awesome that he was like,
Brady.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm still not apologizing.
Calkins would like him.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, I'll be joined by Daily Memphian columnist Jeff Calkins. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
There's a chance your local GEICO agent laughs the exact way you do.
And I said, "Not in my sandwich."
What?
But there's a better chance your local GEICO agent could help you out with auto, homeowners, renters, or condo insurance. Motorcycle, boat, or RV insurance, too. They'll work hard to provide sound advice and significant savings. You don't need to share a laugh pattern to do that. Local GEICO agents. Call or visit yours today.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that GEICO not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to GEICO is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
Guys know more is better. So this month, Sport Clips Haircuts is thanking our clients with the Sport Clips Instant Replay. It's double the MVP experience for the price of a single. So after your fresh cut, we double your relaxing massaging shampoo and our legendary hot steam towel. You can even turn your hot towel into a refreshing chilled towel to get the MVP on ice. Instant Replay. It's the MVP on repeat. Download the Sport Clips app and check in online today.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookson, the owner, has won 8 world championships. She was the first woman inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. She's the reason USA Today said a visit to Memphis Barbecue Company is, quote, worth the pilgrimage. I've personally been going there for years. You need to get there and taste it for yourself. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Before you expanded into the building next door, before you shipped that 1,000th order, before you shipped that first order, before you took that leap of faith, you printed that new business pitch. Staples has everything your business needs to get you from here to there. From ink and printers to paper at great prices every day. And right now, when you buy one HP ink cartridge, get the second one 30% off. Staples, here we get you there.
N7-2019. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
Memphis's hometown event is being elevated to one of the biggest events on golf's calendar. The World Golf Championship's FedEx St. Jude Invitational makes its debut at TPC Southwind, July 24th through 28th. Don't miss PGA Tour superstars Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, and more.
Join me, Dustin Johnson, when I return to TPC Southwind. Tickets are on sale at WGCFedEx.com.
It's a salute to savings during Wolf Chase Toyota's Red, White, and New event. Your chance to drive the all-new Corolla. Only $99 a month at the number one volume sales leader in Memphis. All-new 2020 Corolla LE. Only $99 a month. Wolf Chase Toyota. Germantown Parkway in Cordova. WolfChaseToyota.com.
Monthly 1852, 36-month lease with approved credit. MSRP $23,124, $5,099. Due at signing includes first month's payment, zero security deposit. Excludes tax, title, $499.50 dealer fee. Expires 7/31/19 based on Toyota reporting from 2018 sales.
Hello, Mississippi. Hello.
On immigration, President Trump knows opponents put our safety at risk.
They don't like Border Patrol. They don't like your police. They don't like anybody.
That's why Representative Mark Baker is standing with President Trump to secure our border. He believes state attorneys general must step up to help President Trump fix this crisis.
My administration.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.